Hey everybody, it's Amanda. Welcome or welcome back to the Park Ridge Presby Podcast, the message podcast of Park Ridge Presbyterian Church in Park Ridge, Illinois. We would love for you to experience a Sunday morning with us, or you can always connect with us on social media. We are Park Ridge Presby on Instagram, Facebook, and YouTube. We hope this message inspires your faith to make a difference for you every day.
So you're at home, or in your living room, or at church. You could be taking the bus or ready to board your plane. No matter where you are, God is there and working all the time. It's hard to see in that moment, but if we pause and reflect back on our life, you're sure to see what God has been doing all along to guide you where you are right now. We call this our testimony, or our faith story. In the book of Jeremiah, God says, "For I know the plans I have for you, plans to prosper you and not to harm you, plans to give you a hope and a future." So, where you are right now, where you were earlier today or yesterday, it's all a part of your faith story.
Well, they're counting on you. I mean, like, they're actually really counting on you. And specifically, I mean, they're counting on you to tell your story about how faith has made a difference in your life. Now, if you're a parent or a mother in particular, and you're like, really, one more thing for me to be responsible for? I don't need another thing. I'm sorry. The reality is we are all responsible for telling our stories because faith is an important thing to us. And we want to be able to share with people the story of how faith has made a difference in our lives. Share that story of how God has made a difference in your life because you know that you want to help people in your life understand the most important things. And there are a few, if any, more important things than faith and how God is at work in our lives. Now, I know when I say or talk about sharing our faith or making people or helping people understand why faith is important to us, a lot of people get nervous about that. You know, and people say things like, well, I don't want to go talk to strangers about my faith, and I'm not really sure, you know, about how to go about doing this. And I don't want to get up on stage or get a microphone and have to be like, this is how God has changed my life. Well, I have good news for you, which is that's not what most people are actually called to do. If you are called to do that by God, to get up on stage or to have a mic or to talk to strangers, that's a whole different thing. That's evangelism of the kind that is for some certain people. These are people that go and do these things and they get to be missionaries often and where they get to know people that they haven't known before and share about how God's at work in the world. But for all of us, and in fact, most of us, the times and places where we're going to share our faith is with people that we already know. The people in our everyday lives, the people that we go to work with, the people that we live with, the people that we share holidays with, these are the people that we are most likely going to have an opportunity to share our faith with. There's some research that's been done about how many people we actually are in relationship with in our lives, and the estimation is that there's about 150 people in our lives that we actually can carry a relationship with at any given time. So if you think about the fact that there are 7.75 billion people and counting in the world, we're not talking about how do you individually reach 7.75 billion people. We're actually talking about, when it comes to sharing our faith, those 150 people. And in fact, more likely, it's a smaller circle yet of those 12 to 15 people that you're really in touch with. And certainly those 3 to 5 closest people in your life that are really important to you, you want to make sure that you can share your faith with them. Now, when we think about how do we do that, we understand it's a much smaller understanding and a much smaller task, and hopefully that helps us understand a little more about what it means to have a story that God wants us to share. Now, the fact of the matter is, one of the things that we also know is that this is actually how faith has been shared for the most part throughout all of the time since Jesus was with us. And in fact, actually, the very first person that was inspired to share the story of faith that they had by Jesus shared it with the people closest to them. Now, the story of the person who shared their faith first like this was the story of a person who we actually don't even know her name. And because of that, we call her the woman at the well. Now, this woman had an interaction with Jesus that was a game changer in her life. And because of that, she had a story to tell. Now, the woman at the well was a woman who lived in Samaria. And Samaria was one of those places that was nearby where Jesus lived and where Jesus grew up and where he did his ministry. And in a particular time, Jesus was going from one part of Israel to another, and he went through Samaria. And like any normal group of people, Jesus and his disciples, those 12 followers that were closest to him, they stopped to get some water and to get some lunch. What was of note was that they stopped at a city called Sychar, which is in the Samaritan territory. And if you were a good Jew, like these guys are trying to be, you didn't want to spend too much time there because that's where the dirty Samaritans lived. The Jews didn't like them. They were like the cousins that you don't want to admit are your cousins, and you are relieved when they don't come for holiday events. And the Jews didn't want to spend any time with them. Well, they stopped midday at a well that was outside of the city of Sychar. And the disciples went in to get some food to bring back. And Jesus decided to stay behind. Well, this woman showed up middle of the day to get water. Now, this is of note because what it means is that she was an outcast in the community. You didn't come in the middle of the day to get your water. All the women that were responsible for getting the water for their families would come in the morning when it was cool, and so they have water all day. But this woman didn't want to be subjected to the scorn of the nosy neighbors and the people that didn't like her, and so she came in the middle of the day. So Jesus, sitting there, looks at her and says, "May I have a drink from your jar?" Now, this would have stopped her dead in her tracks because not only did a man just talk to her, that was a no-no back in the day, but a Jewish man talked to her as well, and that was a shock to her, and she could probably tell that he was someone important. And then the other thing was she couldn't believe that he would ask for a drink from her jar because that would make him unclean, and she would have known all this. Because if you were a Jew and you touched a Samaritan, you got the Samaritan cooties, as it were, and you were unclean and couldn't be a part of the community till you were clean again. And so all of this would have totally surprised this woman, but also would have shown her that Jesus was different. Now, we could go into the whole conversation that they have, but suffice it to say, that would take a whole nother sermon. The reality is, they had an amazing conversation that day, and in that time, she learned something really important, and that was that Jesus was the Messiah, that Jesus was the Savior that God had promised to send to the earth to save all people. And he told her this, and she believed him because he was able to tell her all about her life. And you know what she encountered in that moment? The way faith makes a difference. What she learned from Jesus in that moment was that God loved her beyond a shadow of a doubt, and that God loved the world beyond a shadow of a doubt, and that God was doing something new through Jesus, and she wanted to do something and be about all of that. So she leaves Jesus where he is at the well and goes to the town that was nearby. And you know what she does? She tells the people in her life that the Savior had come. She tells him, "There is a man who knows everything that I have done, and he was a stranger before he showed up." And to her and to the people, that was a confirmation that God was with this person and that he would indeed perhaps be the Messiah. And because what the woman did, which was tell them about how faith had made a difference for her, they all went out to meet Jesus. And they encountered the Messiah. They encountered the Savior. Now, the story doesn't stop there. After they all get out there, you know what they do? They invite Jesus to stay. And he stays with them for 2 days. And he goes on to teach them all about what it means that God loves them and that God loves the world. And they had an amazing experience where faith made a difference for so, so many of them. Now, think about just for a minute, where and how did that change start for all those people? It started by the woman at the well sharing her story with them about how God had changed her life. And because she shared her story with them, they came to know more about Jesus. It says later on that they come back to her and says, We are so grateful that you shared with us about Jesus, but we need you to know now that we believe not just because you told us, but because of all the things that he has shown to us as well. And this is really a story of how faith is passed on. This is a story about how most of the time we end up actually sharing our faith with the people in our lives. Not all the people in the world, but those people that we really know and really know us. And what's really important for us to focus on is that these are the people that we know for sure that God has called us to share our story with. The one, two, three, maybe more people in our lives that we're going to have an opportunity and a responsibility to share our story with. Now, just because we understand that God wants us to share our stories with other people, and because we have some clarity on who those people might be, that doesn't always mean we know how we might go about sharing our story. So I want to offer you a few thoughts and ideas on what it looks like and what you can look for to share your story with other people. One of the things we need to do when we're looking to share our story with other people is make sure that we're looking for a good opportunity and not a perfect one to share our faith with them. Now, this is a situation where we got to recognize there are not good opportunities to share our faith with people. But if we wait for the perfect opportunity, it's never going to come. I got to tell you, no one has ever said to me, "Hey, will you please share your story with me?" And that happens to me never. Perhaps maybe they have fear because I'm a pastor that they're going to get this long and potentially boring story, or I'm going to do more talking than they care to hear about on a variety of things. But I always don't tell people that I'm a pastor because I want them to treat me like I'm a normal person too. So I can guarantee you, most of the time people aren't going to ask you to share their story. But there are going to be opportunities where you can share with them at a time where it might be welcomed or a time where it might be helpful. I've heard a pastor say one of the things you can listen for when people might be open to hearing your story is when they tell you that things are not going well, because it's an opportunity where they have some openness to hear about how life could go better. And that's a chance for you to tell them about how faith has made a difference in your life and how it probably has made your life better. Another thing to think about when it comes to sharing your story is to think ahead of time of how you want to share your story and what kind of a shape to your story you might want to have. It's really hard to think in the moment of how to share your story if you're trying to figure out how to do it in the midst of figuring out if it's the right moment or not. So if you think ahead of time of what it's going to sound like, that can help you out. You can think about, are you going to share it in a sort of a before and an after way? There's your life before you had faith making a difference, and then after. Maybe it's a story of how grace or God's love had become more and more real to you, and you have a way of talking about a kind of a progression. Perhaps there is a sense in which your life was a mess and you found your way to faith. Maybe there's a story of recovery from addiction. I don't know what it is, but thinking ahead of time of what that sounds like and looks like will help you when the time comes to share. I might even suggest writing it out. I might even suggest asking yourself, how have I seen my faith make a difference in my life? So when the opportunity comes, you're ready to share it. Now, one of the things you have to be careful here is in particular is to make sure that you don't extend promises about what faith does that God won't keep. You can't say things like, my story is like, faith made me rich, or faith made me smart, or faith, you know, solved all my problems. You know, one of the things about our faith is that God promises to be with us during our lives, not to fix all of our problems. But it's also true that the more faithful we are to loving God and loving others, the more likely our faith is going to inform our lives and help them become more filled with good things, because we'll avoid so many problems. Another thing we want to consider when it comes to sharing our stories is to make sure that we have a posture of humility and gratitude. It's very tempting at times to think about telling our stories in a way where we might unintentionally become the hero of our stories. But the reality is, when we speak from a position of humility, we understand that it's all about what God has done for us and not what we've done for God. It's all about having gratitude for what God has done for us, because it is indeed really all about being grateful for how God's grace has been present in our lives. And if we can have that general position of being humble and being grateful, we're going to bring a story that brings honor to God about how God has been at work in our lives. Last week, I mentioned one of the ways the Apostle Paul talks about this is to make sure that our stories are aligned with understanding, that it's not about what we bring to God, but what about God brings to us. And in showing this, it helps other people see that it isn't about us. It's about what God is doing. And my last encouragement is to leave them wanting more and be sure to ask them if they have any questions. Now, preachers are prone to go on and on. I am aware of this. But when you tell your story to somebody in your life, you got to remember that it's more helpful to leave them wanting more than to have them totally bored out of their minds. Additionally, asking them if they have any questions when you're done sharing whatever you're sharing with them shows them that you're open to ongoing conversations. Now remember, we're talking about sharing your story with people that you already know, people that you have trust with, people that trust you, hopefully. And so in so doing, that gives you an opportunity to make sure you're simply telling them about how God has been with you. You don't have to give them your whole backstory. You don't have to explain to them where you come from. Unless that's relevant to how you understand your story, then by all means, you need to go there. But remembering that they know you is important as you go into this. And remembering to ask them if they have questions at the end, when you kind of wrap up that part of your conversation, it shows them that you are still a work in progress when it comes to faith making a difference. Remember, the goal of our journey with God is not to be perfect, but to make progress. And showing them that you're not done yet is an important part of the faith journey for all of us. Now, we need to remember that they may not have questions for you right then. It's sometimes difficult to come up with questions, even when somebody asks you. But maybe that question, "Do you have any questions for me?" at that time, will open them up to questions later on, and you'll have an opportunity to speak to them again. Now, all of this might have you thinking, wow, that really is a lot of responsibility. But remember, what God is calling each one of us to do is to share our stories. Like the woman at the well, all God wanted her to do in that moment was to tell the people of her village that she had met God, that she had been changed by Jesus. And you know what happened there? And what happens with us too is that God does the rest of the work. What God wants us to do is simply share how we've been changed by our faith and then trust that God will continue to do the rest. You don't have to convince them that all of this is true. What we have to do, what you have to do, is to share your story to show them you believe that it has changed you. And then continue to live in a way that shows them that it really is true for you. And that's the greatest thing you can do, because when you then live out your faith more, it shows them how real it is for you. And then, as it becomes more real in your life, and as they see that, then they will know that God loves them too. They will know that God is with them as well, because you can show them how that's true. Each one of us who is a follower of Jesus is called to be a representative of God to other people. What that means for us is that God simply wants us to share our story with the people in our lives. God wants us to share the story that we know that God loves us. God wants us to share this story with other people so that they can know that God loves them too. So when we share our story, we help other people know that they are loved by God, just like we know we are loved by God. So let's share the story we have that God has given to us.
Hey, thanks again for listening today. If you'd like to hear more from us, you can subscribe to this podcast or find us on Instagram, Facebook, or YouTube. We are at Park Ridge Presby on all platforms.